It seems like every week we have a really cool interview with somebody, and this week at the end of the podcast, probably the last 15 minutes or so, is Miranda Lambert, so it's definitely worth hanging around for. That'll be right after the closing jingle, then you'll have another 15 minutes of us and Miranda in studio. Pretty, pretty fun stuff.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba.
Yeah.
They have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind. So they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Big D and Bubba Podcast.
Hope y'all. Why not? Homestar
Runner. I've been watching a lot of Homestar Runner videos again. They have new ones, and they're so good. If you've never watched Homestar Runner, it's one of the best little internet
cartoons.
Yeah, like they were around way back when, whenever internet cartoons were in their infancy, and then they stopped doing them. I don't know exactly why, but over the last year, year and a half or so, they've been kind of doing more, and Homestar is just great. Carson, have you ever watched Homestar Runner?
Nope.
I knew the answer to that.
Homestar 1-0.
I don't even know what an internet cartoon is.
The thing is, most people never saw Homestar Runner.
I know, and that is a shame. And that is why I was telling you, find him. Homestar Runner, it's great. You know how he got his name? They took their friend to a baseball game, and their friend didn't watch baseball, and a home run happened. And he goes, Homestar Runner! He didn't know it was a home run.
Homestar Wanna.
Homestar Wanna. The podcast is sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. They even have the ice scrapers, which everybody's going to need now as we move into the cooler months.
I kind of run everything around you.
It's the best. Kanye runs everything around his place.
Bubba, dude, Bubba sent me a text message about, dude, Kanye's album, it's all about Jesus and this, and it was like this long email, how this is a career risk.
I said it's the biggest risk of his career because he's singing about Jesus, and people are going to love it or hate it.
Yeah, I basically just said that.
I know, but you make it sound like I wasn't excited for him.
Yeah, no, my point was, why are you sending me that? Yeah. I don't care. I was like, I put, okay.
I was just letting you know.
Hey, man, I know you need to know this.
If you recall, I also said it's interesting because he's doing a lot of the stuff that, and I named off a bunch of Christian rappers, I said he's doing a lot of the stuff that they were doing. I said, in some ways.
Bubba being an expert on the Christian rap.
Also, Bubba's saying that this is interesting.
Golly, Bubba.
Oh, I mean, Kanye West, man.
Homestar
Runner.
Homestar
Runner. Homestar Runner.
I did like your coffee, though, man.
It was better, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Yeah. The Greek
coffee.
I wish it would have been a little hotter, but okay. I know that you had you know, cooking utensils.
So, and I did another batch, and I let everybody have some more on the others. Patrick and Carson politely declined again. But, like, Evan and Amber loved it. They're like, oh, my gosh, I can't get more. We need more.
Could you microwave that?
No, because it's about getting the foam. And we didn't really get the foam right because, again, I'm doing it on a hot plate, not over a fire.
Yeah.
So it didn't rise like it's supposed to.
I feel like it would have.
You got some of the flavor.
Where do you get the coffee from?
I have to order it online. I get it on Amazon. It's Greek coffee. It's ground completely different because anytime you say, it's Greek coffee, the way you make it is you make it with the grounds and no filter and you drink the grounds. Everybody goes, ugh. It's not that way. It's kind of like cocoa. You put it in, the powder will dissolve into
really
the liquid.
It's really a fine grind.
Right. Super, super fine. Like cocoa. Like
Nesquik?
Yeah.
Like the Nestle Bunny?
It might even be finer than that.
Oh.
It's very powdery. Very
it
powdery.
Is.
Can you eat it?
I don't know. I've never tried.
That'd be like eating cinnamon, I think.
Well, because I used to eat Nesquik like straight out of the can. So I wondered if you could do that with the coffee.
I've never tried. I'm sure it would just taste like coffee.
I think if you put a tad of cream in it, it would be even better.
But But that's not the way it's supposed to. I gave you the traditional, you know, this is how
off
you
the
do
hot
it.
Plate, yeah, like
yeah.
I do.
No, but you know what I mean. But I didn't want the flavor to
be
wrong.
The tradition of cooking it on a what is that thing called?
It's a hot plate.
No, it's flavor, not a hot plate. It's
like
not
a
even
griddle.
Hot plate.
It's a griddle.
It's a griddle. That's the word I'm looking for.
But it's an electric one.
We have an electric griddle back
but
here.
The flavor was right. It was pretty close. I mean, considering I was guesstimating, not using actual spoons, I got it pretty close to right. And, you know, I just wanted you to try it because for years I've said, one day I'm going to bring in my briki and let you try Greek coffee. And I never did. And finally I went, I'm bringing it in.
Yeah, what you did. It was good. What's everyone doing this weekend?
I am going to be, I really don't know. I don't have any plans. I was going to say I was going to go maybe visit my parents, but we backed out of that. So I don't know now. I have no idea.
I'm going to play a little poker.
Of course you are. Mm-hmm.
Of course I am. I haven't done that in a while, actually. Now that I'm married, I'm supposed to, you know, spend time with my wife, as I make air quotes, that no one can see.
You don't have a wife?
Yeah. No, I'm just
fictional?
Saying.
I mean, otherwise, we all got dressed up and went to something that...
No, it's one of those adjustments, man. It's like, I can't just leave town when I don't have Evangeline and just go to play poker for 2 days.
I have a guy at the fire station, same thing. He's in his 30s, and he refuses to get married. Like, that's his thing. He's like, man, why would I get married? Every weekend during hunting season, I want to go.
I'm surprised you haven't introduced us.
Why?
Well, to the guy who never wants to get married?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could introduce him
to Carson. Kind of like right up my alley.
You don't ever want to get married?
I don't know, but it's not like a priority.
He has absolute zero interest in getting married. He's like, I want to live my life my way. I don't want somebody telling me when to, where to.
Who does that sound like?
Yeah. Dude, you got to introduce that dude to Carson because that's the guy Carson wants. Carson wants the guy that she doesn't have to actually spend time with.
Yeah. You know, like where my last three boyfriends have all been on tour? Because I would see them once a day, like once every 2 months, like for 1 day.
Oh, that's kind of the way this guy is, because he travels all the time for work. And, yeah, I mean, and that's the funny thing is he lives at the fire station. He's one of the live-ins. He's got a house. And he's like, I would rather live here.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Now, wait. So I could live in his house. He lives at the fire station.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, and this guy's, Carson's perfect for this guy, because she's not going to be the chick that complains about that. You're always at the fire station. Nope, not Carson.
No, I'd complain. I'd be like, what are you doing home again?
Oh my God, why are you here?
I never thought
about
that.
Don't you live at the fire station?
Like, bro, I'm watching Riverdale. Like, time for you to skedaddle.
And he wouldn't even ask you what that is. I would go, what's Riverdale? No, he would go, and just move on.
What's his name?
That's Chase.
Who cares? Okay. Well, who even cares?
Like, whatever. Dude, right there.
I never thought about that. But you know what? You guys are very similar. Because again, just like you like to be able to take off and go, I'm going to Anchorage, Alaska to see Garth Brooks this weekend.
Right. And that
on
dude
a whim.
Would be like, were you out of town this weekend? That's your dude. Yeah. Right. He wouldn't even know.
Because he would say, I wouldn't know because I was out of town as well.
Yeah.
What are you going to do this weekend, Carson?
I am going to
Scarborough Fair.
No, I'm doing something at an animal shelter, and then I'm going to hit some.
What are you doing? That's cool.
I'm just going to kind of help them with donations and stuff. They're doing like a fundraiser tomorrow, and then.
Well, that sounds really nice. You just kind of glossed over that.
Yeah, that's like good human stuff.
Oh yeah, I just I try to help out little furry friends, and then but it's also on while I'm down there after the event's over, I'm gonna hit some estate sales and I'm gonna hit some thrift shops and add to the collection.
So how's the business going? I mean, the Colt's Tooth
Poshmark is okay. I just started listing things on eBay and I got all I put like 10 things up. I put 10 shirts, right? And two of them sold, and they sold for a decent price. I was excited. Neither person has paid. It has been a week.
How do they not pay?
They just, it sends them a note saying, hey, you won this item. Please submit payment.
Oh, it's not like eBay where it automatically
no,
does it?
No, this is eBay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some people have eBay, I guess, automatically set up to take payment and some don't.
Oh.
And so I've sent reminders and now I opened a case with eBay saying, these people don't pay.
Did you ship to them yet?
No. Oh, no. I would never ship until I get the money. But it was
somebody's winning an auction and then they don't
Yeah, because like, because one of the shirts, there was actually multiple people who bid on it, and that makes me mad and kind of sad because it's my first try at eBay, and both of you aren't paying me. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah.
You don't want this New Kids on the Block T-shirt? What is wrong with you?
So. Oh yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's your life. That's your life.
I'm on my little eBay app, like. I really want to send them something like, if you don't pay, I'm reporting you. And then, like, what do they care?
Yeah, they don't.
It's like this fantasy virtual world.
They'll get their next eBay account, and they'll just move on.
Hey, what did you end up watching last night at your in the background of your little party?
We watched the original Halloween movie, because it was on. And then American Horror Story, because I had that DVR'd. And then we watched Garfield's Halloween special. And then we watched
and then everyone left and
that's how you clear. It's like turning on closing time and flipping really the lights on in a bar.
It's my version of Semisonic. we watched the version of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow featuring Ed Begley Jr.
How long was this party?
I had people start coming over at like 5 and they left around 11. So it was 6 hours. And
oh man, that's some dedicated friends.
Good I made my Lord. Little goat cheese skulls, and I made green slime cheese dip.
You got to feed people.
Which
they
I'm
were
sure
there all
was
day.
Amazing. I will say this. Carson's food art is amazing. Like, you do some crazy stuff
with
food.
I can't actually cook, but I'm really good at dressing it up. That's it. So that's why I put the goat cheese in a mold. I didn't actually make goat cheese.
She can't actually cook, but man, she can make some Rice Krispie treats. Like
that's the only. And I didn't make those, but yeah, we had donuts that were Halloween donuts, and I bought Halloween cupcakes, and then I had a massive bowl of candy, and I had zero trick or treaters. So no, I still have a massive bowl of candy.
My trick or treaters.
Nobody
sucked.
Nobody has kids in that.
They do. There's a lot of them. I just don't know if anybody.
I don't think you were in here when we were talking about it on the air. Mm. The trick or treaters would show up at my house. And they would just walk up, they'd ring the doorbell, or I'd get the notification on my Ring doorbell or whatever saying that they're there. And I'd go to the door and I'd open it up and they would just look at me and they'd hold their bag out. I'm like, yes.
Hi.
And I'd be like, no, that's not what you're supposed to say. I'd be like, hello, what are you supposed to say?
Please.
I'm like, no. What is the magic word you're supposed to say?
They look up at mama.
Yeah, exactly. They turn and they look at their please. Parents, and their moms would go, trick or treat, say trick or treat, say trick or treat. And they would go, trick or treat. And you give it to them. Then they'd kind of turn and run, and the parents would go, stop. Say thank you. They turn, thank you. I think maybe 2 out of, hundreds of kids that came by, 2 actually knew to say trick or treat first.
Aww.
And it was sad.
A friend of mine didn't answer her door last night until it got dark. She was, I don't know what got into her, but she she's like, you don't trick or treat in the daylight.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wouldn't answer the door. And I'm like, you know who trick or treats in the daylight? The
little bitty kids, the cutest ones.
That's what I'm like, so you're opening your door for the bratty 13-year-old, but, the little 3-year-old, you're going to, out of, like, whatever is in your head, you're not going to give our little Elsa a little Snickers? No, because it's during daylight. Well, she goes to bed at 4. Come on.
Aww.
I did. I was like, you are heartless.
I was going to have a fire outside of, like, a fire pit, put up a, I've got, like, a thing that you pot and a big thing goes in
with the lid
cauldron
it was too chilly out, so we didn't do it. But
did you get a lot of trick-or-treaters?
Not a whole lot. No.
Lives at the top of a hill, like, unless they live on his street, that's a big hill for
that. Is the second person who has said that. I live at the top of a hill, so I don't get trick-or-treaters.
Well, yeah. It was less this year for me, and I live at the bottom of a hill. It was less than me or less for me this year than it has ever been. And we have more kids in my neighborhood. I know for a fact.
Trick or treat now. Aww. I really do. They all go to some event, something the weekend before.
Like a trunk
or
treat.
They go to trunk or treat at the church.
They go around their parents' offices. Like a lot of.
I haven't seen that.
Oh,
is that a thing?
Yeah. Even like grocery stores. You can go trick or treat on Halloween, some of them.
What? So,
yeah. Which is why I know certain grocery stores to avoid between the hours of 4 and 6 on Halloween.
Wow.
Yeah, there's some that do that. And which, is nice, and it gives you a safe place. And, it's lit and it's warm. But I don't know. I kind of hate the idea of kids missing out on the getting candy from strangers.
Yeah, I mean,
one night a year, it's acceptable.
But that's the weird thing is, like, how many of you have gone through your kids' stuff, their actual candy, and looked for, you know, the, what is it, the
needles
and the razor blades. That never happens. I think Patrick was telling us a while back that there is, it, the last time somebody actually found, like, a razor blade in candy was in the 70s. And it was only one case.
Yeah, I've seen stories that even that was apocryphal, so I don't know.
The only times they've had either, like, poison candy or something like that, it's like the parents did it. And they used Halloween candy as an excuse.
Do you remember the...
It's like awful.
That's horrible. Do you remember anyone else? They would have like a thing at the hospital where you could get your candy x-ray.
You go to the police station and you get it done too. I remember that.
Like they did that for a while when we were kids. I'm like, really?
The real true crime is when you look through and you find that someone's giving your kid ramen noodles.
Ramen noodles?
Dude.
Not as bad as, still not as bad as little toothbrushes and things of toothpaste.
I would be happy
and a guy
if it
in our neighborhood
ramen
who did that every year.
I know, I would too, actually.
We also had a lady who gave out raisins. Oh, come on, lady.
Yeah, when you had the raisin people. Oh, or like erasers.
Who gives out erasers?
Erasers?
Yeah, like, we had the eraser family.
Yeah, right?
Oh, we didn't have the eraser family. Those, if somebody tried, in my neighborhood, where I grew up, if somebody tried to eraser us, we would be egging, man. It was like old school, classic, three or four dozens eggs on their house.
One year, erasers. There was one lady who forgot to get candy, and I guess she collected or saved quarters or whatever, because she had a big bucket full of quarters, and she was giving every kid a quarter. Instead of candy. Listen, this was like the late 80s. That was awesome. Quarter was still worth something back then.
Oh, that was awesome.
That was all, yeah. Oh, okay. Like, you know, you can actually buy, two quarters.
I mean, well,
you could
when
buy,
you went to the grocery store with your mom, you could go to that little machine.
A Snickers was like 35 cents. Yeah. So.
Do they still have those little machines?
I don't know. Where you got like the really cheap rings.
Yeah, you would get like little things and it would come in its own little super plastic Tupperware thing.
It was like your own bubble or egg.
Yes. Yep.
They still have those at like grocery stores and stuff. They still do.
Smaller, like. Usually independent grocery stores.
That's great, man.
Get you a handful of runts.
We need one of those in here, like with gumballs. And like anytime people, you know.
Can we get a gumball? No, like a real
the gumball
one.
Shop.
I have a little fake one. A little,
no, we need to
make
a real one.
No, like a real one.
Dispenses M&Ms.
Like you get a retired one with all the germs.
Can we get a claw machine?
I saw one at, it was at an antique store. Ah. Where was I? I was in somewhere in Alabama, maybe.
Antique store central?
Was an antique store in the middle of nowhere in this little town. And they had one of those. Remember, it was like six of them. You know, three on top, three on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Like you'd see when it was the whole setup, man. And every one of them was set up to take dimes, nickels, or quarters for different things. And like they were all empty. And they were, the paint was chipped. And they were really antique. It was expensive.
Of course it was. I'd be like, here's $5. I'll take this off your hands. But
that would have been cool. That would have been kind of cool. Set it up out there, put some candy in it, see if anybody ever got a quarter.
Yeah. But you know what actually I'm doing today is I'm going to look for 50% off Halloween stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I always do that. I hit up for Halloween decor or actually I was talking to my hairdresser yesterday and her little boy is obsessed with Toy Story and he wants a Woody costume just like to play around in, like to play dress up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm on the hunt for a half price Woody costume today for them.
I'm going to try really hard not to laugh at that. Sit here and pretend that wasn't funny. Are we bringing back the candy, the jar of candy in the out in the hall? Because now's the time to get some candy and fill it.
Yeah, we can.
I don't remember that.
We have a thing out here where we keep candy on
like
that
Snickers
table.
Snickers miniatures.
Oh, yeah. I never did that because I was always dieting of one type of diet or another.
I was always dieting. You
No, I fall off hardcore on the weekends and holidays.
Every weekend.
But I'm not here. When I'm here, I try to control it.
Bubba has not been on a diet for more than a day in over
been.
A year.
I mean, do you
I
consider
haven't.
Tuesday a weekend? Because, like, I'll see your tweets, and you will stop on a random Tuesday for cookie dough.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's not
he
a random
does.
Tuesday. It's a
yeah, but before that, for the 12 hours before that, Carson, he was on a diet.
I
and he
was.
Did not eat the Snickers.
You can laugh all you want, dude. If I can diet every random 12 hours here and there, that's good.
You'll look exactly like you look now. In fact, I'm dieting right now because I haven't eaten anything today. So let's.
Are you going back
dieting.
On keto?
At some point.
I thought it was this weekend.
Yeah, it's supposed to be tomorrow. I'm going to try to talk her out of it.
But if you're playing poker.
Yeah, that's a good time for me because then I don't think about food.
Oh, then you should start.
when I'm at the poker table,
yeah,
I
but they
no,
have
no
buffet
food.
Things at casinos and.
Yeah, but do you leave your seat?
Me? I don't leave my seat at the poker table.
Oh, I go eat.
I mean, I would tag along with him just for the buffet.
Nah, I'm good.
Do you get a voucher?
Yeah, I get a voucher.
Oh!
You can have my voucher.
You putting anything on the games?
I might.
Besides
I'm
ours?
I'm going to be there. But, I mean, I already have money on the games because, you know, that's what we do. Big T and
that's
I bet $5 on almost every college football game. And then we end up breaking even because we bet too many games. But
we split it.
We actually have a bet on where College Game Day is going to go next weekend.
Not this weekend.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
Memphis this weekend.
Memphis is, yeah.
Patrick thinks that ESPN Game Day is going to take their whole crew and go to Minnesota for the Minnesota-Penn State instead of going to number one, number two game of the year, which is probably the national championship game for all intents and purposes. Maybe Ohio State. And LSU, Alabama. And I'm like, dude, there's no way they're not going to go to Tuscaloosa.
I'm telling you.
Herb
they
Street
love to do that kind of stuff. They're in Memphis this weekend instead of being at Florida, Georgia. Last weekend, LSU-Auburn, top 10 matchup, and they went to South Dakota. They want to go.
I will give you this. It is dumb that they're not at Florida, Georgia, and they're doing
it's
Memphis,
dumb that they
SMU.
Didn't go to LSU-Auburn, but they've seen those teams. So they've seen Alabama this year, and they've been to LSU this year.
It's different.
So
it's different. Listen, as soon as the rankings come out Tuesday night,
and it's official.
It's all and it's official 1-2 or 1-3 or whatever it is. It's gonna be. They have to go there.
Yeah, there won't be a bigger game all year.
No.
But they don't have to.
I agree, but
they don't have to go there.
You can go to LSU Alabama every year, and it's gonna be great any other year.
That's what the Minnesota coach said.
Yep.
And he's right. There's nothing. You know, this is a very rare occurrence for Minnesota to be undefeated, going in and taking on undefeated Penn State. It's huge. It's a big game. It's in Minnesota. You know, the thing
and
is.
And they've never been there.
Never been there.
They've never been there.
And the other the funny thing is the coach goes, so he's at a press conference. He's like, yeah, so, you know, we got 4 million people who are in the Twin Cities area, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and you should come here. You've never been here before. We're going to pack that place out. We're going to bring 4 million people here. I'm like, okay, you're not. Okay, you're not going to bring 4 million people.
You can't mathematically do that.
No. Nope. Finite amount of space.
You're going to have 3,000 people like everyone else.
Well,
I wouldn't.
I've got it written down. When you're paying me my $10.
It's not a great weekend for games.
It's not.
It's really not.
There's two top 25 matchups. Number 1, 3, 4, and 5 are all
bye weeks.
So it's, yeah. Yeah, not the best week to go bet on football, but I'm probably going to.
All right. What are you, do y'all wager on who's going to get the nomination?
No.
To challenge Trump? Because I'm looking at the TV and they've got Warren right now, and like looks like Harris is probably going to be the next one to drop. That's what you actually do is you have like
none of them are going to drop out between now and January.
You don't think?
None of the major ones anyway. Maybe some of these scragglers will run out of money, but that's the only reason you would
scraggler.
Drop out. Seriously, if you're getting 1% of the vote, you are a scraggler.
Yeah.
If you are in 13th place and you're still pushing along,
it's time to get out.
If people hadn't figured it out now, they ain't going to figure it out. Just saying. I'm running so people will hear my message. No one's listening. sorry to tell you.
The biggest thing is nobody wants to give money to that because they feel like it's a losing cause.
And it costs a lot of money to run a campaign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lots of money.
I see a lot of them are releasing employees and all that kind of stuff. They're going, look, right now we just can't afford you. Now, you know, if we get the nomination, then we'll rehire you. But a lot
we'll
of people
right
are getting laid off right now. Have you guys been watching Live Rescue? I got to give Live Rescue a shout out because that show it's really good as far as you've watched Live PD. So it's like Live PD, but it's fire and EMS and all that. They have been covering the wildfires and it has been so good. The drama, like Stacy was like, this is giving me anxiety. We were watching, because we're a couple episodes back, we were watching the one from the 21st, I think it was, and it was intense. Like, you know, they're like, okay, we got, and it was, I also found it interesting. They didn't show a lot of the stuff. They had this one guy, he was a captain, and he was running house to house for like 45 minutes. This guy was running uphill, just going house to house. Fire's coming. You got to go. Get now. Grab your, passports and birth certificates and all that and get out. And then he'd run to the next house. And he did that forever, and he's wearing his gear. And I'm like, this dude is just, every time they would stop to talk to him, he was like this.
Wow. The whole,
and because it's hot.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of this fire zone. It's hot. You've got dirty air. You've got weight on you with all your gear. Your gear holds temperature. You say, oh, that protects you from the fire. Yeah, but it also, it's like an oven mitt. It keeps all that heat in. And these guys are just heroic, absolutely heroic. And I'm not just fanboying because I do the volunteer firefighter thing. It was completely insane, the stuff they were doing. And you have guys, these houses are on fire. They're all going to burn up. And they're still going in trying to do interior work to save these people's valuables and help save their homes. They're fighting a losing cause in many of these situations. And yet they giving up and saying quit, that kind of thing, were never options. And it's so nice to see that because people don't know. People don't know what's going on. Just like Live PD has opened up what cops go through on a daily basis, it really has. Live PD has made us realize what police go through, and I think it's really good for their image. Live Rescue is doing the same for fire and EMS. It's good stuff. If you haven't watched it, you should.
You should. I haven't seen it. You're talking about it, but
dude, it was insane. Like, they were talking about these wires coming down, and that's a big deal for us. The first thing you do when you go to a house, you have an interior fire, or even just a major fire that's going on, you got to knock the power out to the house. Whether you do it at the weatherhead or the street or wherever you can, it's dangerous. You don't want to go in there with a stream of water and hit some power line in the house. And have that just come right back to you, because it will, and it'll kill you. Guys die like that all the time. There's a 23-year-old guy who died this past week, firefighter, who hit an electric line. And, it just, that kind of stuff happens, and it's super dangerous. And I was stressing out because you could see the fire on the telephone pole that was holding up the wires, and the fire was burning through the pole, and I'm like, that is going to give. And they kept talking about it. They're like, we got to be careful. Watch this thing. And finally it falls, and I'm like, oh, no, it's falling at the truck. And then I remembered, oh, yeah, all the power has been shut off. And so you have a lot of people who are complaining about, the power and this and that. But, yeah, they have to shut those grids down because of safety. Otherwise, you can have all these power lines active and hot on the ground, and you don't know who, what, when, or where is going through there, because you have all these people who don't evacuate.
Yeah.
You have all these people who refuse to evacuate, and you don't know, you don't have to get close to a power line, a hot power line, for it to jump and arc and kill you. If you're within 10 feet, you're running a risk. And that goes for you at home listening. You have a power line that falls in your yard. Don't go near it. Don't go and investigate. You see it down, immediately call 911. Say, hey, we got wires down and whatever. Like if you're getting out of a car, let's say a wire falls on your car, sit tight. Sit tight, don't touch anything metal, and just get on the phone and get it done. You can't even get out of your car, even if the wire's not there, without actually, you have to jump from your car. Because if you're touching the car and the ground at the same time, it's going to come right through you. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy, electricity is nuts.
Yeah, that is, you don't realize how much danger these guys are in, and girls are in when they go out there and do all that kind of stuff. It really is one of those, like, I done that.
I cannot wait until the next episode, because you start to kind of get this kinship as you're watching these people, just like you have your favorites on Live PD, your favorite officers. I have my favorite firefighters and my favorite EMS crews, and I'm like, man, give me more of them. I want to see their plight, their battles this week, because it's hardcore. It's like being embedded. Remember, like during the beginning of Shock and Awe, and we used to have the embedded reporters. It's like that, except better quality. Because remember, it used to be real pixelated during the beginning of the war, like in the early 2000s?
Oh, yeah.
This is like high quality, TV stuff now. So, there are battles going on in our streets and in our communities right in front of our eyes, and it's crazy. It's really good stuff. Again, it's called Live Rescue. Last time I'll say anything about it, but watch it.
You need to. Anything else, y'all?
No, I think we're good. I think we are definitely good. So,
well, y'all gonna have a good weekend. Enjoy it. And be safe, and we'll see you back on the show on Monday, baby.
And stick around. Don't hit stop on the podcast right now, because we are going to have the Miranda thing in just a moment, the interview. There we go. No, I'm sorry. I hit the little button.
Yeah, it was close. You're close.
A little too early.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Hey, Miranda Lambert's in the studio with us. Hey, Miranda.
Woo! Am I on? Oh, hi.
There you are.
What's the word? Did you make that?
What?
Your
No, my drink? Mom. My mom's friend Jen did. She made me all these cups for the road because they like fit in my mic stand drink holder, and they're glittery.
You have like all your things are custom made to fit into your microphone drink holder?
It's important.
That's awesome.
So you take them on stage with you?
Yeah.
So she just does she sell them?
Yeah. I don't know. I need to get the name of her business. She, and it's like, I just had her make like all these different, because Yetis, because it's Yeti, but it's like the skinny one.
Yeah.
Because the Yetis won't fit in my mic stand.
It's like a Yeti.
Yeah.
A skinny Yeti?
It's a little safer too for the like buzz meter.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as much.
Not right.
As
gotcha.
Smaller. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Do you have a buzz meter that's into your microphone? Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be like a breathalyzer. Yeah. Built in.
Just build it in.
As you're singing, we can just see like, the meter
alert,
get us.
Alert.
We'd have had that in George Jones's day. He'd have missed less shows. I'm just saying.
People are like, Miranda messed up her lyrics. Well, did you see her buzz meter? Of course you did. She was blitzed.
I hardly ever, like, I'll have one or two, but I don't, I was drunk on stage one time when I was like early on at a bar, and I hated the feeling of like, I don't know. I have one job. Like, surely I could do this.
It's funny because some people actually feel like they do it better. Like, I will say this. Mark Chestnut, to me, is better when he's drunk than when he's sober. I know that's probably the worst thing to say to people because, whatever. I'm just saying. I've seen him both ways. Drunk was amazing.
I want to correct him and tell him not to say that, but he's totally right.
Okay, so yeah. So I'm not crazy. That's
what I'm saying. I've seen it.
I didn't think he was going
to
make it on
stage. There was one time I didn't think he was going to be able to climb the steps to get to the stage,
but look,
and he killed it.
I mean, yeah, but that's also a different era. Like,
that's
truly,
true.
Like, that's, I mean, I have a couple, but I don't, because people work so hard to come to things. Like, going to concerts isn't easy and not cheap. Like, it's,
right.
It takes a lot.
No, you got to get babysitters.
You have to,
and you have to
tickets
park,
are expensive, yeah. Parking, Uber, lines.
Let's be honest, leaving the house is hard, yeah. Okay? Because I have Netflix, and it's awesome.
I went to, like, a preseason Titans game, and it was a whole ordeal waiting for the Uber for like 45 minutes. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I just appreciate it. So, like, the least I can do is stay sober and or not drunk and do my job.
You know, speaking of like Ubers and all that, do you feel like, because obviously you have to leave a tip, but do you have to leave like a stupid tip because you know they're going to say something about you?
I just do the middle one, whatever that is. Like, they always give you the three options.
Yeah.
But I don't ever tip until I'm getting another Uber.
No,
I always
I'm talking
forget
about
to go
not
in.
Not just that, but like in restaurants and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, yeah. I'm a good tipper. Real good tipper.
Well, you have to be, because if you're not, then you
Miranda
get
Lambert came in here and gave me a tip.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'm a big believer in, like, if you're working, nobody should work for free. Tip big.
The new album is out now. It's called Wild Card. We'll talk about that with Miranda Lambert in the studio coming up. Hang on. Hey, Miranda Lambert has a new album out. It's called Wild Card, and this has been a kind of a work of love for you.
Yeah,
I know.
Well, they all are.
They all, I know. But I mean, is this one? How does this one stack with the with past albums to you? Is this like, this is definitely the best one?
Honestly, I think it's unique because I approached it with the same energy and open mindedness as I did Kerosene, my very first record. Because After the Weight of These Wings was kind of like a songwriter. I really worked on my songwriting skills on that record and worked through some things, kind of therapeutic.
Yeah.
But this one, I sort of was like, all right, ready to have fun, ready to roll with whatever's coming my way. And that's kind of what you do when you first start, you know?
Right. Do you find that stuff that you go through in life that's when you write the best stuff? Like when you have some turmoil, you have some heartache, or you have whatever, that's when the good stuff comes out?
I think that it's a big part of it, but I also realized that I writing Happy's fun too. Like,
yeah,
I love sad songs. Like, that's where I live, like what I want to hear and listen to and write. But writing Happy's fun.
Yeah. That made the best country line ever. And I don't want to talk about the way
those jumpsuits wash us out. We're way too pretty for prison.
That's when Miranda realized she had written the perfect country and western song.
Oh, yeah. That's fun.
I do see the big contrast between Way to These Wings and Wild Card. It's like, you know, you had to go into a place and be serious. You know, get deep and poetic. And then it was like, all right, get that weight off you and go, all right, let's have some fun and write white trash.
Yeah.
You
know?
Pretty great.
A little bit. It's fun. It's a little honest.
Yeah.
A little too honest for my taste.
You know, speaking of honest, I love your mom. She cracks me up.
You always talk about my mom.
Because she had such an impact on me.
She'll be excited. I'll tell her that you said hi.
She's probably listening, let's be honest.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. She's like, sends me reviews, but only good ones. Like, my whole family's on a group text, and my brother the other day was like, here's some really good reviews. Mom's like, you should Google yourself on this group text, my family. You should Google yourself because you're really just kicking ass right now. And I was like, thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
Not going to Google myself. That's terrifying.
That's cool, though, that she's doing that. She's putting positivity
in
you.
Well, because sometimes it ain't positive, you know, whatever the news is doing. But
yeah.
When I ran into your mom, it was downtown Tyler, and she was I don't know if she was drinking or not, but she
always has a Yeti.
But that's just tea in there, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
She is. Let me tell you something about as a parent. She loves you, and she is the biggest supporter of you.
Her and Dad both, they are. But my mom is like the person that she judges my songs like she judges my jeans. Like, she's not afraid to tell me, that doesn't look good on you. Like, no.
Are you going out and wearing that song?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I like use her as my sounding board.
So what was her least favorite song on this?
She loves them all. Actually, because I would send her like just guitar vocals and stuff. And she would pick her favorites, but I don't actually know what her favorite. I think Tequila is all of our favorite, hands down, on this one. Tequila does.
Yeah.
You get it right there. A little piece of it up.
You should. I said audio, Casamigos is taking me home tonight. Because he don't love me like tequila.
Signature change.
It's like a waltz and a two-step in one song.
Wow,
that's really
just trying
amazing.
To confuse drunk people on the dance floor.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, someone's gonna break an ankle.
Yes.
Slip it on sawdust.
I got a high ankle sprain trying to go from a waltz to a.
Did you hear what she did? It was going and then.
It's tricky.
It is. You tricky girl. Miranda Lambert. The new album is called Wild Card. Speaking of, this is It All Comes Out in the Wash. We got more of Miranda coming up. Hey, Miranda Lambert is with us. Love Miranda. The new album is called Wild Card. I haven't heard the entire album. What I've heard is just what Bubba's been playing pieces of in the studio. It's so good. And I've been telling the guys this. Lately, I have been on my own outside, because you know how it is. We're surrounded by country music.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think that I would want to get away from it. But when I get my getaway is Earl Thomas Conley. Mm-hmm. I love.
So you're just putting the country music that your parents played.
But you know what? They didn't really play that stuff. They listened to Oak Ridge Boys and the Statler Brothers.
Oh, see, that's my parents were all about like John Conley
and Gold City Quartet.
Gene Watson and all that.
get you some Southern gospel, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have that.
Yeah.
No. We was listening to Alabama and Randy Travis. So
what did you guys listen to when you were growing up?
All that, every single thing you just mentioned.
All of it.
And David Allen Coe and Merle. I mean, Hag was like the one. My mom loved Aretha so much, though. So there's a little bit of everything.
Yeah, and it wasn't until, you know, it's funny how, I don't know, do you find that your music tastes change over the years?
I just rediscovered Fleetwood Mac and Bob Seger, like, when in this process of making this record, like, I kind of am careful about what I listen to when I'm about to make a record, when I'm writing for it and stuff, because I want the best influence I could find right then, you know? But it just happens that I rediscovered Bob Seger songs. Like, I don't know, I hear them different now that I'm in my 30s. Like, I've always known these. I've known, you know, still the same forever, but I didn't hear it the same. And same with Fleetwood Mac. I've just been, like, on a kick.
Well, that's what the thing I like about some of that music is it doesn't sound perfect. Like, I feel like a lot of music nowadays feels
polished.
It's too good.
As perfect as Fleetwood Mac songs sound, they're still not
perfect. They feel like, live. They feel like you're in there listening.
Because they had to go in there and, like, spend weeks making that track sound that way. Now they got a computer, and, you know, we did it in 2 days, and we put all these effects on it. But I'm like, that's not.
I mean, you listen to like, old violin. There are parts in old violin where you're like, I remember the first time I heard it, I was like, this song is done. Who did this? This is recorded terribly. Whoever the producer was on this did a terrible job. And then I realized, no, I'm an idiot. It was done perfectly.
It's absolutely amazing.
The best. Because it's not boom, 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 boom. It breathes.
It's a story. It's alive.
Yeah. And that's the way I feel this album of yours is.
I'm hoping, like, I'm still romantic about getting a record and listening to the whole thing and diving in, like, full on. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I mean, I don't know if that's not the way anymore, but I'm hoping some people are still romantic about it in that way.
Some people are.
And I challenge myself to do it. Like, go put on a vinyl and, like, listen to the whole thing. Because I do all the things. I do all the streaming and I buy things. I like the physical copy. Like, I'm every streaming service and, like, whatever physical copy.
Are you putting it out on vinyl as well?
Mm-hmm. Down on vinyl.
But
cool. I think they're kind of back, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Which is listening to the whole record. So
what about cassette? Is it on cassette?
No, but I think that would be fun.
It needs to be. We have a cassette player. We do on Tuesdays. We pull out old tapes and we're like, okay, it's, you know, David Lee Murphy, Dust on the Bottle, off of tape, or Party Crowd or something.
I love tell you, as the only voice of reason in this room, it sounds horrible.
I think it's
it
awesome.
Is absolutely
I have
terrible.
A tape player in my, I have a 55 Chevy, and, like, when I bought it, I've had it since I was 17. And her name's Tammy, but there's a tape player, like, whoever had it before me mounted a tape deck on Tammy.
Yeah.
So I've got this 55 Chevy with this tape deck in it, and my bus driver is one of my best friends, and he got me this tape sleeve. Remember the old cassette?
Yeah, the little boxes.
Yeah. He got it with my name embroidered on it and got me, like, all these amazing tapes for my birthday last year. So I have, like, Tanya.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, the Oak Ridge Boys. There's some Sattler Brothers, Randy Travis.
Here's a little pro tip. Pawn shops. They have cassettes.
Pawn shops and eBay.
Yeah. Yard sales. Yes. Are you kidding? I go yard combing on Saturday. You can look at somebody and say, I'll take this entire box for $2.
Yeah.
And they know nobody else is going to buy them. So you go home with 30 tapes.
And then you have 30 tapes. They sound horrible. And you can't play them anywhere but in her truck.
That's her car.
And it sounds bad, too.
Car. Why is it
and
named?
It's not a car. It's Tammy.
Why is it named Tammy?
Because my parents got me a Tammy Wynette cassette tape when I got her. And it got stuck in there. So I listened to Tammy Wynette for like 3 years.
So it was her voice.
I carry a butter knife in there for that reason. Like,
that's like your version of that Daryl Singletary song. That's why I sing this way. Because I had a Tammy Wynette cassette tape stuck in my car.
Oh, God. You're so country.
I know. It's ridiculous.
You have a butter knife to get your Tammy Wynette tape stuck.
I keep it in the console because sometimes she gets stuck. Like,
that's a,
any type does.
That's awesome because, you know, I had forgotten about the butter knife.
That's a good trick.
But we
that's
all used to have them.
Hell yeah. That's the only thing that'll get it out of there.
Mom would get mad. Is that my good butter knife?
Like, who has a good butter knife?
My mom.
I don't get it.
Hey, eject buttons on tape players don't ever last. Okay?
No.
That's just how
don't.
It is.
Hey, that's what you've learned today. Eject buttons don't last on tape decks. And
but good music does.
And you definitely need to get the new album from Miranda. It's called Wild Card. So good to see you again.
Good to see
you. And please do tell your mama we said howdy.
I will.